Okay, good evening YouTube. Welcome to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. Sunday night, 8:30, we're here again. Another game week has been and gone. And what a week it's been, Sam. What a week it's been. Outside of football and FPL, we've had a second lockdown in the UK, which we're kind of feeling the effects of that. We've had a change in presidency over in the US, so that's all kicking off over the other side of the Atlantic. And also, the biggest news from this week is Fulham players cannot take Panenka penalties. Have you ever tried to do a Panenka penalty?
Could you imagine?
And has it gone as horribly wrong as Lookman's did yesterday?
No, I think I could do better.
Yeah, I think you could do better. But fair play, Fabianski owners, because Fabianski has done absolutely nothing in that game except collect that penalty and got a 15-pointer.
Well, yes, fair play to Fabianski, yes. But cost me a Creswell bonus point.
Oh, what? So Fabianski, free bonus points.
Yeah.
Knocked Creswell out of the bonus points. Well, listen, guys, we will talk about our teams.
I mean, I suppose he kept the clean sheet for him, so...
So he's kind of saved you some points. We'll talk about our teams and the scores a bit later on, guys. We are going to spend some time there because Sam has had an absolutely ridiculous week. So, guys, get in the live chat. If any of you... And I can see some scores in there now. Some very, very good scores as well, by the way, this week. If any of you can beat Sam's score... And you know your score, right? You've looked at Live FPL and you've looked at... You've
all
included
weekend.
It's correct, yes. You've checked it every 5 minutes. So you know your net score, including bonus points for a certain Mr. Harry Kane, of course, today. Spurs squeaking that victory. More on that a bit later on. Guys, get in the live chat. When we come and say hello, I want to see some scores. Anybody that can beat Sam's score, and I'm going to tell you what it is, but if you can beat Sam's score, I will give you a shout out live on FPL Family. Guys, welcome to the stream. It's been another weekend of absolute craziness in the Premier League. More VAR nonsense, guys. Strikers can't even point to their midfielders now as to where they want the ball. Absolutely insane. But we are not here to talk about VAR. We're here to talk about FPL. We're here to talk about our scores. We're here to talk about players that are on your radar as well over the international break. So coming off of a very good week for both of us, actually. I'll talk about my team a bit later on. But coming off a sensational week like you've had, I want to know how you're going to change that team. Because last week it was rubbish, wasn't it? And this week, really, really good.
But that's the thing with FPL this season, isn't it? Like, last week, there's one player change. I mean, there was two transfers made, but there's actually only one player changed in my starting team, in that team.
Yeah.
One player has changed. That one player,
crazy, right?
Okay, got a clean sheet, but did nothing else. But yeah, the team is like markedly different in terms of the returns that they
patience
delivered.
The key this year then? Is that the key? That what we should all be practicing?
I mean, I'd say yes, but then Trent kind of does me over on that, doesn't he? Because, I mean, I've been loyal and patient with him, and what does he do?
One to keep an eye on. We saw Trent hobble off with a calf injury, guys, in the Liverpool-Man City game earlier. So let's see how bad that calf injury is going to be. If you're going to get a little calf complaint, getting it before a two-week international break and staying at home is probably... I'm not going to say it's a good thing, but he doesn't then have to go away on England international duty, does he? So that means he can stay at Melwood for a couple of weeks.
Maybe, but I was just listening to Klopp speak. We had the Arsenal game on the radio and over half time while you were making the tea. They had Klopp's interview and Klopp was talking about how something needs to be done because these players, and you could see it in the Liverpool game, you could physically see the fatigue set in.
Yes.
In that Liverpool game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you could see them all of a sudden, there were like players were
knackered, right? Same with City.
And you saw it at Spurs. It got to like, I mean, we were pushing for it, but you saw it. You could see at about 80 minutes, they just dropped off a cliff. Well, Son dropped off right at the beginning. We'll talk about that later. But for me, what Klopp was saying was really interesting because the way he was speaking made me think, that's not just I'm out for 1 week of international break and then I'm back afterwards.
Well, he was pretty angry about the fact that we don't have five substitutions in the Premier League, wasn't he? And we have it in the Champions League, they have it in a lot of other European leagues, but we don't have it here. And he was really going in on the guy in the Premier League, Richard Masters. And I think Pep was actually, in his post-match, also backing Klopp up on that. I think they must have had a conversation about it during the game
when
on the touchline. Or when they were... yeah, what's that about?
We're in lockdown, guys.
It was a lockdown.
Stop hugging.
So yeah, more on that game, you know, as we get through the fixtures. We will have a look at some of the fixtures. We'll talk about our teams as well. We'll tell you guys who won our October Manager of the Month in Patreon as well. And he, because we'll come to that a bit later on, has chosen not a Manchester United or a Liverpool shirt, Sam. This is the first time we've had a Manager of the Month that's picked a signed Harry Kane shirt. So that's what he's picked. as his prize. So we'll talk about that a bit later on, guys. And we'll talk about Patreon for November as well. Patreon.com/FPL family. Start of the month is absolutely the best time to come and join us if you want to take part in our monthly Manager of the Month competitions and get a load of other stuff as well. So we'll talk about that a bit later on. Let's get on, Sam, with saying hello to a few people and reeling off some scores. Let's see these scores. Niraj Sharma, TAA, it's time to go, Niraj says, in a very sort of that dude from Arsenal Fan TV way when, who was the guy, who was the Arsenal boss before Arteta? What was his name? Oh my God, Unai Emery. It's time to go, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Keza, FPL, Kieran, how are we doing? 55 points with a sad emoji. Mate, it's 55 is 55.
That's average.
I'm afraid, Keza, I can't give you an official shout-out, mate, because that
you
is
just
not...
just did.
That is not beating Sam right now. Joseph Perry, 91 points.
Whoa, you get a shout.
Whoa, shout-out for you, Joseph. Absolutely sensational. Stealth Panda, welcome, mate. Welcome, Kens. Hey, guys. Hope you two had a lovely weekend. And no, it's no longer Melwoodly. It's Kirby. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Kens. It's not Melwood anymore. We've got this fancy new training complex in Kirby, which looks absolutely brilliant.
It's not as good as Tottenham Hotspur Way, is it? Let's
not,
be honest.
Not as good. Nah,
not a patch on it.
It does look pretty amazing, to be honest.
Is it still overlooked by a load of houses?
I don't know. Possibly. One thing we should point out, by the way, we are recording this. For anybody that's listening back to the replay or listening to the podcast...
Oh, there's a game going on.
There is a game going on right now. We are in the middle of, literally in the middle of, Arsenal versus Aston Villa. Currently 1-0 to Aston Villa. An own goal for Saka. So if you've got Saka this week, unlucky, he's got the own goal. And you know what? Arsenal, actually, from what I was hearing on the radio, because I ain't paying $14.95 for that... Listening to it on the radio, sounds as if the Aston Villa fans could potentially be a bit aggrieved that McGinn didn't get a goal in the first minute. Apparently Barkley was in the vision of the goalkeeper, and it was a bit of another flaky VAR call. Another flaky VAR call, Sam, I'm sorry to say. But Villa fans, let us know in the comments if that goal should have stood. And guys in the live chat that are listening to us and watching us live, let us know if there's any goals in that game. I have Martinez and I have Grealish, so I'm pretty heavily invested in an Aston Villa win. That would be good. Jesmar is in. 101 points for Jesmar. Ooh, shout out, Jesmar. Absolutely sensational. Asherith Reddy is in. 98 points. Shout out to you, my friend.
Oh,
very, very good.
Two away from the 100 club. That would really annoy me.
Very, very good indeed. Nuclear Atom, 75 points. Grealish still playing. No shout out, Nuclear Atom. Sorry, no shout out. Can't do it. George Malayil is in. Let's go, Martinez. Get me to 90 points. So, George, you get half a shout out, mate. Half a shout out. That's all I can give you. Nazim is in, 67 points. And Target coming on for Phil Foden. Oh,
well,
sensational.
Nice.
Target with the assist coming on for the Foden no show today. Foden, third game in a row. He's been on the bench.
Don't talk.
No show.
But this is why I don't.
Bit
this
of a problem,
is
isn't it?
There.
Bit of a problem.
Come on.
We'll
how
that.
Can you go there?
Talk about that a bit later on. FPL tips. Harry is in. How are we
Harry.
Doing? Hashtag Team Sam. He says
Way.
65 points for Harry, which is no mean feat,
Harry.
But I'm afraid, mate, cannot give you a shout out for that. Fantasy football community. Holly is in.
Hey,
91 points.
Yes. Now Holly's had a nice week because I looked it up.
Holly gets a shout out. Very nice score, that Holly. Hope you and the family are well. Absolutely.
And she's still got
Grealish
going.
Week. Yeah, she says with Grealish still to go.
Grealish is going.
Goodness me,
so,
91 points. Holly, what a week. What a week. A goal for Grealish would see her in the 100 club, I suspect.
Should do, because the bonus points.
Yes, there we go.
Go on, Holly.
MU Fan TV is in. How are we doing? Nice game week for Sammy. Says, you have no idea, MU Fan TV. You have no idea. Ahmed is in, 80 points. Sorry, Ahmed. Can't give you a shout out for that, mate. Can't give you a shout out. Harsh C is in. Ziyech for Rodriguez, he's saying. It's his transfer. We will talk about the new Chelsea wizard on the wing a bit later on, because he looked particularly good.
Was he Harry Potter?
Particularly good, didn't he, Ziyech? What a wand of a left foot that kid has got. Absolutely sensational. Scott Schrager, the OG, is in the house. Hey, Scott. Hello, FPL family. International break means ask us anything Ohana podcast.
Oh,
yes, it probably
it does,
Scott.
It does,
I'm afraid,
Scott.
It probably does, mate. You're absolutely right.
I'll do a post later.
And FPL Geordie is in. He's saying, no shout out for me, guys. Red arrows. FPL Geordie. Sorry, mate. Can't give you a shout-out. Can't give you a shout-out.
Send some love, though.
Send you some love instead. Rajiv Daz, 85 points. Very good, mate, but I can't give you a shout-out. Can't give you a shout-out. That's loads of you guys in. So, guys, thank you for joining us here on FPL Family. Almost 500 of you in. If every single one of you would hit that like button right now, we would really, really appreciate it. And if you've never been on the FPL Family channel before, make sure you hit that subscribe button and that notify bell so you know when we are live and we post videos every single week. Sam, there is our Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family, and we are on at FPL Family over on Instagram as well. You can search FPL Family on Facebook, And you can listen to the podcast audio version of this YouTube video on any of your favourite podcast platforms. Spotify, Deezer, SoundCloud, Apple
Music.
Whatever
takes your fancy.
Let's get on to the game, Sam. Let's have a look at some of these games because we've got a lot to get through. And if I could find the right window, we'd get there. Here we go. Not that one. This one. Right. Here we go. Where shall we start? Let's talk about the gentleman sitting on my bench, first sub, Mr. Che Adams. Southampton 2, Newcastle 0. And for at least overnight, the Saints fans were top of the league.
Told you, though.
And this is the first time in some time, I would suggest, that we've had a change of hands, a changing of the guard at the top of the league on, what, three occasions, I think, over the course of the weekend. But the Saints were up there on Friday night after what can only be described as a very, very good performance against Newcastle. Who caught your eye from an FPL perspective in that game?
I was really impressed with Che Adams, again. Really impressed by him. And we had this conversation on Sam versus Lee last week, where Lee owned Che Adams and benched him. I picked Che Adams as part of my Sam versus Lee team.
You did. Yes, you did.
For this game week, yeah. Because I felt like he would stand up and be counted. And I felt a little bit like... with Che Adams, I think sometimes he gets a bit overshone, of course, by being in a team with Danny Ings. If you play alongside Danny Ings, likely you're going to be the second.
Well, we said this, didn't we? Is he going to step up and be the man, or was he going to shy away?
And
certainly for the first 20 minutes, he stood up.
He stood up. He said, I'm here, I'll do the business. And he did. And I was impressed by him. I was impressed by McCarthy, who did absolutely nothing for ages and then pulled out an absolute
worldie save.
And I think, you know, to be that alert as a keeper, you've not had a lot to do in the rest of the game, and to pull something like that out of the bag shows the kind of form that he's in. Carl Walker-Peters, I thought, had a fantastic game, was getting to all the right
places. Well, for Carl Walker-Peters' owners, that save was huge because not only was Carl Walker-Peters due the four clean sheet points, but he got three bonus points as well.
Yeah.
For a player in a 2-0 victory that had nothing to do with that victory in terms of assists or goals, you've got to say that Carl Walker-Peters is, you know, on the three bonus points, all of the underlying stats are obviously pretty good for him then.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, I've been very impressed by Southampton ever since that Spurs game. I think that Spurs game really shook,
good, right?
It really shook them up. It's changed the way that they play. It's changed the pressure that they're applying, the dynamics of the team and the way that they're playing. Everything has altered as a result of that. And this game week in particular was going to be vital for them because without Danny Ings for, up to 6 weeks, I think he's due back around Christmas. That could be massive. It could be massive in terms of the way that they play over the next few weeks. And they really needed to get a result on Friday evening in order that you kind of kickstart without him and you don't go into that, oh my gosh, we've lost our talisman, deep pit that you could easily fall into.
Joint second in the game week for shots, actually, with four, tied with Tammy Abraham right now, Che Adams. Bruno Fernandes out there on his own with six, and we'll talk more about him a bit later on. But Che Adams looking really, really good value. Yeah. Are you tempted to bring him in your team? Talk us through your front line. It's obviously Kane and it's Calvert-Lewin. And who else do you have up there?
Ollie Watkins.
So are you tempted by the Watkins to Che Adams switch? Is that something that's on your mind?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to kind of think about future long-term planning of my side. And I actually spent this afternoon writing my next Pro Pundit article for FF Scout, which will be out later this week. And the article was about restructuring of my team and how actually there's that fixture turn that we've all been talking about for a few weeks is coming up. Chelsea's has begun, West Ham's has begun, Man City's is due after the next game week. And so there comes a pivot point. Now, in order to own those Chelsea players, that's not too bad, can get there. But the Man City players, they're that much more expensive. And so there's going to be decisions to be made as to whether the likes of Ollie Watkins become Che Adams, who's in good form, or actually whether you downgrade and free up some money elsewhere.
Okay. All right. Well, I think so. Certainly Che Adams impressed me. I can't help but think that the goal came about as a result of Longstaff really dallying on the ball there.
Yeah.
And okay, he took it well, Che Adams, but it came about from a mistake, really. Outside of that, he was in the game. He's had plenty of shots there, as we've just seen on the statistics there. But I don't think his performance didn't blow me away. However, Southampton do look really, really good. And Armstrong, who also got in amongst the goals, looked very good, even outside of the goal. I mean, it's an obvious statement to say, given he got the goal. But he looked great in midfield, did his job well, and broke into the box. Very much a box-to-box midfielder. Mm. Looked really, really good. So Southampton absolutely look investable right now. Well, they do go, I think it's Wolves away next for them, which is a tricky looking game, before Manchester United at home, Brighton away, Sheffield United at home before Arsenal away. So the fixtures are towards the bottom end of the ticker. And that Wolves fixture, given how defensively solid Wolves have looked recently, going to Molineux ain't going to be easy for Southampton and Che Adams. But after that, the fixtures don't look too bad.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you own Southampton, you absolutely hold. I've said this a couple of times before now, but I'm not so much buying into the fixture stuff this year. Okay. In normal seasons, I think fixtures are really important. But this year, you get results that go against them. And I think Southampton are playing that well that they could easily get results in those games.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, another striker, along with Watkins and along with Che Adams, that's in that bracket, was unlucky not to get more, actually, at Selhurst Park. Patrick Bamford again gets the goal for Leeds, but completely overshadowed by... What's that?
No, I'm just pointing, like Bamford.
Oh, I thought there was something out the window. I was like, what? What's happening out the window?
You can't do this anymore.
You literally can't point to where you want the ball anymore.
Can't do that now.
It's savage.
It's illegal.
Isn't it? It's savage.
Chop your arm off.
We're not here to talk about VAR. Absolutely ridiculous. But that game, I have to tell you, I mean, you went to bed early yesterday, but I stayed up, watched the highlights match of the day. I watched the Palace versus Leeds highlights.
It's been a
that could
day
be
to go to bed.
Could have been a very different game, that. A very different game. Because if Bamford's goal stands, which it's got to, I mean, it's bonkers that, you know, the top of his shoulders offside or whatever. If he scores that, it's a different game because actually the Eze free kick is a phenomenal free kick, don't get me wrong, and Eze looked very, very good indeed. Mm. But that came about as a result of a slip as well. Click slipped in midfield,
yeah.
Eze pounced on it and got fouled, and then, okay, you don't take anything away from the free kick. But if that free kick doesn't happen, Leeds are kind of 2-1 up in the game. Could be a very, very different game. But listen, Crystal Palace, 4 goals. And I think we've said this about Leeds a couple of times. As much as we love to watch Leeds, I love watching Leeds games, full of goals, full of action, and Leeds a great side to watch tactically as well as physically. I like watching Leeds United. But that is now back-to-back 4-1 defeats for Leeds. And they are getting found out a little bit, I think. They are a little bit unprotected. That back four, a little bit exposed when they press and when they go. And they do that a lot.
So question for you then, because before this game, you had been talking about bringing in Bamford. But you said to me, oh, I think I might swap Adams for Bamford. Is that still something you're thinking about, or are you...
I think you have to consider him, don't you? You have to consider, even in a 4-1 defeat, he gets the goal, probably should have had two,
and looked
pretty sharp. Yeah, I think he did get some bonus points. Yeah, he got the one. Now, the Leeds fixtures coming up are Arsenal, Everton, Chelsea, West Ham in the next four, which is... It's tricky looking. Again, if you look at the fixture ticker, it's towards the bottom. Well, they are at home to Arsenal next. Then it's Everton and Chelsea away. Now, Everton, you would expect would look, you know, they're going to look even, you know, they're going to have Richarlison back. They're going to look better, aren't they? And then you, oh my days, are you playing Ollie Watkins this week?
No. I'm not playing him. He's on my bench.
Ken's is saying Watkins has scored for Aston Villa. Even your bench is smashing it this week. It's ridiculous.
Why did I play Trent? If I'd have played Watkins over Trent... I would literally have had everyone
like
return.
It is 2-0 to
wow,
Aston Villa.
Wow, go on, Villa.
Which is crazy score, right?
Nah, it's brilliant.
Watkins goal, Barkley assist by the looks of the live chat.
Oh,
guys,
Ollie.
Seriously,
who's
guys.
Who's texting
that
me?
That is unbelievable.
It's the guys in the Slack.
That's crazy, crazy scoreline. So Watkins on your bench. But listen, when you will see Sam's team a bit later on, it's like there are other players that
him.
Have scored better than
that'd
Watkins.
That would have been 100 club.
Anyway, listen, it's still looking, it's still on there. It's looking bad for Arsenal. It's looking bad. I mean, all this defensive solidity we've been talking about, all of a sudden, Villa come and do the business. Let's see. Still time to go in that game.
Villa?
So, guys, get in the live chat if you get any more action from the Emirates. We'd love to hear from you. So, Leeds, yes. Bamford, yes. Still on my radar. Here's a question back to you then. Is the answer, the actual answer,
Ollie Watkins
to Dallas versus... Oh, yeah.
Is the
answer to Dallas versus Ayling actually Nida? Is there are there better options at 4.5 than these guys now? Back-to-back 4-1 defeats. I mean, come on.
So it's...
I know Dallas got the goal last week, but it was fortuitous, no?
I don't want to own a Leeds defender, is the short answer.
Who do you have right now?
Dallas.
You have Dallas, okay.
You'll be able to read about this later on in the week, but I think one of my plans moving forward is to invest a bit more money in my defence because we are coming to a point where we're seeing more and more clean sheets, less goals scored, more defensive solidity, apart from at Arsenal apparently tonight. But we're starting to see the value, and we'll talk about this when we talk about West Ham and Chelsea, I'm sure of it, but when we're starting to see some real value in the defenders that are in the 5-6 bracket.
Yeah.
And that 5-6 bracket could
Holy
be...
Holy Ross! Watkins has braced.
No! I'm going.
Watkins has braced. It's 3-0 to Villa.
I'm so angry.
You've benched him, haven't you? Is he not coming on?
No, he's got bloody Trent's on.
God. Watkins again, oh my god, guys. 3-0.
Shut up, Watkins! Why don't you just pinch him every week?
3-0, according to the live chat.
Are they winding me up, or is this genuine?
Well, if it was just one or two, I would suggest it's a winding up. But right now, everyone is saying Watkins has scored, which is, quite frankly, unbelievable. Sitting on your bench, it's a Grealish assist for Watkins. Which
I can't even be annoyed. Oh, Holly's going to be close to 100. That's good.
Which I'm very happy about the Grealish assist. I'll take that. But the...
For God's sake, Oliver.
Goodness me. Steven Starfield is in saying Arsenal defence deserve it. They've been absolute muck. Goodness me. What's 2020 all about? We literally sat here last week and talked about how defensively solid Arsenal have been.
I think is, I can't even be annoyed about this because my game week's gone really well. This would have just been the icing on the cake, wouldn't it? Let's be honest.
Imagine if you played Watkins as well. No. He's on your bench. Absolutely savage, guys. I can't wait to show you Sam's team. Absolutely ridiculous. And with Watkins on the bench, it's even more ridiculous. Anyway, Palace 4, Leeds 1. We do need to finish talking about this game.
I just got to have a look at live FPL and see how many points he's got.
Well, he's going to have 3 bonus points and 2 goals. Like 12 points. 13 points.
13!
13 for Ollie Watkins.
Shut up, Ollie Watkins. You don't do this when I play you. What's wrong with you, man?
Absolutely sensational.
No, I'm not taking him out. That's the answer, isn't it?
What are we saying about Crystal Palace then? 4 goals to the good against Leeds. And again, we go back to the old thing about, well, can you trust them? It's Burnley away next, Newcastle at home, West Brom away. The next 3 for Palace look really, really good. Should we be jumping on? I hate to say it, Zaha is always going to come up in conversation. But are you and Eze and players like this? Patrick Van Aanholt with an assist this weekend?
Yeah, Patrick Van Aanholt's a bit more of an interesting asset now, isn't he, now that Mitchell's injured? So obviously that tussle for position isn't quite so... I'm still so annoyed about Ollie Watkins. I can't even think straight.
Calm down, dear.
Yeah, so the Patrick Van Aanholt thing is a bit more bad. But the it's difficult with Van Aanholt because I kind of feel like Palace will give away a goal. And then you could own somebody like Chilwell or Creswell in that bracket. And
yeah, he's still a little bit on the pricey side for a Palace defender. And so a lot of value in defence right now, I think.
In that five to six bracket, I think it's a great
bracket to invest in, I think.
I think so too. And I think, for me, the Zaha thing, this goes to show how much of a troll Zaha is. 4 goals, only 1 assist for Zaha.
Yeah, I know.
That is the reason I won't invest in Zaha. Because if you'd have seen that come up on... you know, wherever score, you'd have gone, 4-1, brilliant, there's a Zaha haul in there. No.
Okay. All right, well, eyes on Palace. I mean, with those fixtures, I think the next 3 for Leeds, as we said, Arsenal, Everton, Chelsea, don't think you're going to go near Leeds for that. And I am considering getting rid of Dallas for somebody. I don't know who yet. I've got a bit of money in the bank, thinking of upgrading him to a Creswell, or a Koufal, who we also play pretty well.
Creswell
looked really good, actually. In fact, let's go there right now. West Ham 1, Fulham 0, very, very quickly. I want to talk about Fulham because, listen.
What's the point?
If you try and Panenka a penalty in the 97th minute and you F it up, you deserve to go down.
Why did he even take it? Mitrovic was on the pitch.
That is an interesting comment, isn't it? Mitrovic was on the pitch.
Yeah.
He takes the penalties, right?
I thought so.
I honestly don't know.
I mean, if you're a Mitrovic owner, you're really annoyed, aren't you?
And I know, do you know what? Lookman's young, he's new to the club. If you're 4-0 up, yeah, let him take a penalty for 5-0. But at 1-1 in the last kick of the game, he surely can't take him again. I don't want to talk about Fulham. I'd rather talk about West Ham because this much talked about fixture swing that's coming for them. Well, it started actually this weekend home to Fulham, but now it's Sheffield United, who can't hit a barn door, Aston Villa, Man United, Leeds and Crystal Palace. The fixtures do look very, very good still for West Ham going forward.
Yeah.
He was due, wasn't he, Souček? He was due. We've been saying it for 7 weeks. He's been so many shots on goal, but without ever getting anything. And all of a sudden he pops up with the winner here.
Stats were there, right? The stats have been there.
But he's never really, I don't know. He's just.
Were you surprised at how low Souček's ownership is? Because for me, everyone I speak to owns Souček. And he's only about 2% of the game. Yeah, I feel like it must just be the FPL family bubble.
Or the Twitter bubble a little bit. Yeah, he's only got 2 or 3% owned, right? So it was a bit of a funny one. But Souček, the assist from Benrahma, by the way, who's one to look out for, I think, a quality player.
Yeah.
Quality player. I'm not actually sure how West Ham have got him, but he's got the business, he's a quality player. And then, of course, the penalty saved by Fabianski. So the points kind of shared out there a little bit. I expected a bit more of West Ham. But again, without their talisman, without Antonio in there. I noticed, actually, here's a nice stat from the Fantasy Football Scout members area. Top for crosses this week, Aaron Creswell, 11 crosses. Second, Koufal, with 10 crosses. So the two players with the most crosses this game week, let's see the Villa and Arsenal stats, are the two fullbacks for West Ham. That tells you everything about their approach now with Allaire in the middle, doesn't it?
Which is what I said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I said that last week. I felt like without Antonio there, that's how they would play. They'd play the ball into Allaire. And I spent a lot of last week going backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards, trying to decide between do I own Koufal, do I own Creswell, do I own Koufal. And the budget thing makes you go towards Koufal, but the members area stats and everything else about Creswell makes you go to him. And then that game, we didn't watch it. We listened to it. I went mental when the Suchet goal went in. I went even more mental when Fabianski saved the penalty. And then I was really annoyed because the Fabianski penalty save cost Creswell a bonus point when Koufal got two, I think. And I was like, oh, I could have saved myself 0.6. But then actually, I think Creswell was just really unlucky.
Creswell was super unlucky.
Yeah.
He took a direct free kick. It hit the bar. I think he hit the woodwork another time. He was on a lot of corners. A lot of managers over this international break are going to go, right, West Ham defence, Koufal. And actually, Koufal's not a bad choice. And he's great value at 4.5, 4.6. And given that I'm looking to get rid of Leeds, that could be a really nice, easy, straightforward, sideways move for me. But if you've got the money for Creswell, I think he's worth it because he was really unlucky not to get amongst the points. I think you're absolutely fine on Creswell. Elsewhere in West Ham, not a lot really to talk about, to be honest with you. Creswell and the defence, really the ones that stand out. But if you've got Suchet, well done. Stick with him.
What's not to like about
Finally
Suchet?
Finally paid off.
Price is good. Got a goal now.
Looks all right, doesn't he? West Brom 0, Spurs 1. Talk us through the game then. Let's go. Well, just give us your opinion. I mean, it was a game
awful.
Where West Brom set up to frustrate, and for the large part they did, and were it not for a cheeky little header from Kane in the last 2 minutes, which really the goalie really should be coming to get, I think, in my opinion, but nevertheless Kane does what Kane does and he gets the goal, wins the game for you, and for about half an hour at least Spurs were top of the league.
Yay!
So it looked all right. So again, the Spurs juggernaut rolls on. Although what I will say, just to not going to dampen any Spurs spirits in
no,
this
you
room
are.
Whatsoever.
Here we go. You're about to burst the bubble, aren't you?
All I'm going to suggest is that in the last three games, quick super chat from Liam Healy. Hey Liam,
hey,
how
Liam.
Are you doing?
If Very it's nice about Ollie Watkins, I don't want to.
It's
know.
Not about Ollie okay. Watkins. Evening, Liam, Sam, sending love from Bristol up the city. Liam, a very famous Bristol City fan. Did you win this weekend, Liam? Love to hear from you. Thank you for the super chat, mate.
Quite
really
Bristol.
Appreciate that. Let us know what your score is in the live chat so I can give you a proper shout out. Only if it's over what Sam got then.
Well, it would have been more.
If you're not in the upper echelon. Imagine if Imagine Watkins played.
I mean, that would have been 11 more. That would have done
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely.
I mean, that would have done it.
Absolutely. Anyway, Spurs and West Brom. Spurs have now won their last three games. Nothing wrong with that. Very good. They're on form.
Yeah.
But they've won it by a single late goal, and it's been a bit laboured, and the last three results against teams that you'd expect Spurs to go big in haven't really gone big. And now the fixtures swing now for Spurs massively.
Right.
Very difficult for the next 6 or 7 weeks. So here's the killer question that we're all going to be asking ourselves. I don't know why I'm asking you, because I flipping know the answer. Get in the live chat. I'd like to know your answers, guys, to this question. Kane, Son, both or neither? What is the answer going into this difficult run of fixtures for Spurs?
Kane.
Just Kane. Okay, and you're on both right now. So you're thinking of Son downgrade or Son upgrade to Man City, something like that?
Yeah.
So you're going to get rid of Son over this next few run of fixtures.
Yeah.
I think it's the right thing to do. I think these fixtures are difficult enough that doubling on Spurs and spending nearly 20 million of your budget is a bit too much.
So I think what you said before is right. But actually, I love how these last three games have gone. Because last season, 1-0 against Burnley would not have happened. We would not have won that game. Today, that game would have ended 0-0 last year.
Yes.
Or we'd have been Spurs and we'd have lost it 1-0 because they were playing really well. I love what
Mourinho's
done. Love it. I love the fact that he's bought... And I loved it when Vinicius was standing on the sidelines and Lee said, that'll be the end of Kane then. I was like, no chance, Sissoko will come off here because he wants to win this game. I love that.
Do you know what? I thought that was really positive, actually, for Mourinho.
Love it.
Because that was him saying, I'm not satisfied with 0-0.
Yeah.
I'm going to go two up top. I'm going to put Moura on for Bale. We'll talk about Bale in a second. I think he laboured a little bit. I think he's still got some time to go to get fully up to speed.
Not
but
much fit.
But Moura came on and changed the game, I thought. Added a different dynamic up the front there.
Yeah.
And he put Vinicius and Kane in there together.
Played well, Vinicius.
And took a risk. Yeah, he took a risk because he took Sissoko off.
So
and he was just like, right, well, there's going to be gaps now at the back.
Yeah.
But I backed my side for 15 minutes to go and attack that goal and get the winner. And they did, so fair play. You can't knock Mourinho for that.
That fly is really annoying me.
There is
and
a fly. There's a fly
really
in here.
It's really annoying me, and I'm sorry if I keep looking
His name's Ollie Watkins. Do you want to squash him?
Yes. Punch him in the face. So first of all, I really love that. And I know that there was a little bit of negativity about the Spurs performances, but I think a lot of Spurs fans actually feel quite positive about it. And for me, as a Spurs FPL owner, I feel quite positive about
sure.
it. I went away because everyone's talking about this massive fixtures thing. So I was like, right, I'm going to go back and I'm going to look at what happened in these games last year and see whether these games were actually as bad.
These fixtures.
Yeah. So these exact fixtures, home and all. No, look. So City at home, we won that game last year 2-0.
You're talking about City. We're talking about the last three, aren't we?
Spurs. City. The next fixtures. We've got City next
week. These are the upcoming fixtures.
So everyone's saying they're really hard. I thought, I'll go and look what happened.
Right, okay.
So City at home, we won that game 2-0. Bergwijn and Son scored the goals. Kane was injured, so we have to leave him aside for this.
Okay.
Chelsea, we lost that game 2-1. Kane was still injured and Lamella scored an own goal off Rudiger. Well, Rudiger got an own goal off Lamella.
Right.
Arsenal at home, won that game 2-1. Son and Toby with the goals. Kane did play. Son also got an assist. So in all of these games, you'll notice that there's a theme. Palace away, we drew that game. Kane got the goal 1-0. Liverpool away, we lost that 2-1. Kane got the goal. Leicester at home, we won that game 3-0. Kane got a brace.
Okay. Loves Leicester, doesn't he?
Yeah, he loves it. So two games where Kane didn't play. Okay. Other ways he played. And in all bar one of them, he got a goal. At least a goal. Son played in all of them. He got 1-2 goals and an assist.
Best pun of the night goes to Business Cat in the live chat.
Is it about Ollie Watkins?
Yeah, you should call the fly Ollie Swatkins. That's brilliant. Absolutely love that. Business Cat, I've never seen you in the live chat before. Thumbs up, mate. That's absolutely sensational. Just before you go on, super chat from Azzy. He's backing Spurs for the title. Next three is the big test now, as he says. If you can get through these, you are bona fide title contenders. And Owen O'Connell, thank you for the super chat, Owen. Triple captained Kane this week. At least he got a goal. So triple captain Kane. Ballsy, I like that. Ballsy. Spurs.
So out of a potential of 3, 6, 9, 12, 18 points, we got 3, 6, 9. We got 10.
You had a good record.
So the record in those games was decent.
Sure.
Kane, when he played, scored in all bar one of them. So for me, Kane is the man. I dropped my book.
That's the equivalent of a mic drop, isn't it? Book drop, done.
This stuff, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong. The fixtures this year have meant very little in many, many cases.
Yeah.
The form has meant everything. Kane has scored at least an assist in every single game week since game week one. 150 goals in the Premier League now. Something like 13 goals, 10 assists in the 14 games so far this season.
All right, let's see what you guys are saying about the Kane, Son, both
I'm a bit odd now. The Ollie Watkins
question.
Has stressed me out.
The Ollie Swatkins has absolutely stressed you out.
He's done me, Ollie.
Let's see what you guys are saying. Bossman525, thank you for the comment. Kane, absolutely worth holding on to. A message from the man, the myth, the legend, Duncan Crawford, who we met in the week. Duncan, hey, how are you doing, mate? Very nice to see you. Thank you for the Zoom chat in the week. We had a few technical issues to start with, but we finally got over it. We got over that and we got there and we had the Zoom call. And actually, I think, what was the move that I was saying, no, you should do it, and you said, don't do it.
Told him to take Jorginho out for Suchek.
Take Jorginho out for Suchek was your shout. So here we are, Duncan Crawford, and Zoom patrons will know this. You can choose to have your Zoom with either me or Sam. Duncan had me for 95% of the time, and you just happened to come in the door at
just
the right time
to
come to say hi, and you're like, you should do Jorginho to Suchek. There is, guys, why you should always have your Zoom calls with Sam and not with me.
I also said you should definitely play your Burnley and Brighton defenders, because that game will end 0-0.
Yeah, you said that would be 0-0, so play them.
Play them both.
So, guys, don't listen to me, listen to Sam, in case you hadn't realised that already. Let's see. TW Aditya says, sold Son already. Martin Tricky Swartz is in, says, keep Kane. Let's see. Marcus Hellstrom, Son to Bruno. Looks like the transfer that he or she wants to make. Let's see. Henry N, keep Kane. Mark Dorney, probably getting rid of both. He says, Mark, goodness me.
Wait,
that is
Mark,
controversial.
Spurs fan.
That is, Mark is a Spurs fan. You're absolutely right.
Mark.
The way you said that.
Absolutely disgusted in you.
Luke Daniels is saying, keep Kane, but Son to Ziyech. And I think, Sam, that is going to be a very popular move this week because Ziyech played very, very well in that 4-1 victory for Chelsea at Stamford Bridge against Sheffield United. Now, I don't think any of us were expecting Sheffield United to go 1-0 up.
No.
But Chelsea are looking very, very good. They reacted really well to going behind early. They didn't panic. They continued to play their game. As a Chilwell owner, I was obviously disappointed to see that goal go in. But then I was obviously very pleased to see him go at the other end and score. Not just score. He actually could have had a hat-trick in that first half. Not being funny. He could have had at least two goals in that first half. In actual fact, the one that he scored was probably the most fortuitous.
Yeah.
So we will talk about the defenders in a second because Chilwell is looking like he's worth the premium.
Mm-hmm.
But give me your view now on Hakim Ziyech. He's a player that I bought in last week. I did a straight sideways move from Pulisic to Ziyech. And at the time I was a bit like, oh, I was really hoping Pulisic was going to play. But listen, old Weetabix legs is gone now and I'm going to go for Ziyech and I'm going to stay with Ziyech. I can't trust Pulisic now because he just gets injured so often. I'm sure he's going to get FPL points.
He's off saving the world. He's Captain America.
I'm sure he's going to get FPL points. But right now, so is Ziyech. And the delivery and the vision that this guy has got is sensational. I'm going to get your view
in
1 second.
You want my view on Ziyech?
1 second because we've got a couple of super chats. Ooh. One from Azzy. Thank you, Azzy. Worth giving a shout out to Reguilon. Yes, he played very well today. Really, really nice. Spurs have got themselves
recovered from the flu well.
A very, very nice player.
He's
there.
Lovely.
He don't
He's
need to
lovely
do
player.
Too well because I think Madrid have got a buyback clause in him, haven't they? But
no, they can't
see.
Have him back.
Duncan with the super chat. Thank you, Duncan, very much. Love you both. It was great to meet you guys. Feeling pretty jammy, not going to lie.
Yeah.
When you speak to Sam on Zoom, the jamminess will rub off on you, Duncan. Sam, I will see you for my next Zoom wildcard part 2 in the new year. So there we go. Duncan is already booking you in, not me, which is absolutely the right thing to do.
He did say he was going to do one with each of us.
Absolutely the right thing to do. Ziyech then, because Son to Ziyech is going to be a popular move over the international break, is it not?
I was genuinely terrified this week.
Terrified?
Of not owning a Chelsea player.
Right.
Because I was backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards on what I should do about Chelsea. Because the only way to get to Chilwell, who I really wanted, was to take TAA out. On reflection, absolutely should have just done that.
Yeah.
But in the end, I was like, this is a hit. Like, I'm going to take a hit for this player. So do I want to take a hit? No. So I decided to hold and wait and see with Chelsea. Because the good thing about Chelsea assets right now is that the fixtures are good for a long time. So it was okay to wait another week to decide on what to do. For me now, there's the real dilemma, which is that I really would like to own both Chilwell and Ziyech. I really would Ziyech. I really would.
Shout out to Timo Werner, though. Is he starting to find his feet at Chelsea now? And
yes.
The team around him is starting to become more settled now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he had a good game as well. They're starting to kind of find a style of play, I think, that works for them with all of those new players. They've started to bond, and that's what we expected, wasn't it? By about this time, we would expect that to have happened. I mean, it has, and they've bedded in really nicely, and the fixtures are really good, and they're the perfect storm, right? So, but for me, I've got the dilemma that is, I own Salah, I'm not taking him out.
No.
I own Bruno Fernandes, I mean,
difficult to get rid of him ahead of West Brom, right?
And the fixtures after that stay okay.
Okay, yeah.
So, can't get rid of him. Son, yes, he could go, absolutely. He could become Ziyech, absolutely he could, Ziyech. But some have got to get a Man City player in there as well. So,
difficult to fit in Chelsea players if you haven't gotten them already, I'd agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to go Chilwell, that's easy, I can do that, because I can just change Trent, so that's not a problem. But the midfield position is really difficult, and I'm...
If Trent's calf is a bad one, Trent to Chilwell's and nailed on, isn't it?
I mean,
that's absolutely no-brainer.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. But it's just then, how do I, not necessarily afford Ziyech, but how do I literally find space for him? Because who goes? If I'm going to have a midfield that's mostly Salah, I mean, I suppose I could downgrade Watkins after his brace.
Oh, no.
Free up some more money and then upgrade. But even then, I feel like, I don't know.
Quick stat for Ziyech, although he was reasonable in terms of goal threat, he had a couple of shots on target that were blocked, it was his creativity that was unbelievable. Six chances created, which is two more than any other player this game week. That's the most any Premier League player has done in a home game this season from Ziyech.
Right?
Absolutely brilliant. What he was creating left, right and centre, and actually his delivery was just superb throughout. I must admit, every time he got the ball and he got his head up, and that's the thing, that's the way teams are going to have to play this guy now, is as soon as he gets it, bang, don't let him get his head up. If he gets his head up, he will deliver. Yeah. And he's got a player like Werner on the end of it. He's got players like Tammy Abraham. Tammy's pretty good in the air as well, right?
Yeah.
I think if Giroud even came into that side, he would score tons of goals off of Ziyech. It's unbelievable. But also, after the game, Ziyech was interviewed, and was it him or Ben Chilwell? Can't remember, but one of them said, might even have been Chilwell, said, we've been practicing this on the training ground. Ziyech from one side over to Chilwell the other. Chilwell from one side over to Ziyech.
Yeah.
And getting that kind of like delivery from both sides, it looks like from the left, particularly if Werner's going to play there, because Werner's going to play left in the absence of Pulisic and maybe drift centrally. So it's Chilwell on the overlap delivering. And you've got Ziyech on this side. Okay, Reece James could overlap because Ziyech is playing right and he's left-footed, so he could cut in a kind of Arjen Robben style. So I still like, by the way, Reece James, who we haven't mentioned. That's, I think, his third or fourth consecutive start now. Mm. Looks really, really good. So he'll be on the overlap. But I think a lot of the times he'll be a decoy for Ziyech going and driving into the box in the way that Trent and Salah do, right?
Mm.
Or Ziyech will, or Reece James will be bombing on, taking the fullback with him and giving Ziyech the time and space to get his head up and deliver. I think Ziyech is a really, really nice pick based on what we've seen so far.
I think Chilwell has also said something about how he's been told to go, hasn't he? He's been told,
he has, yes.
You must go.
Yes.
Go with pace, go. And I think for me, that's why Chilwell is the... No one's talking about Reece James. The chatter about Zouma has even died down a little bit this week. And I think that's for that reason, because people can see.
But Zouma can head a ball. He will get...
He'll get goals.
He'll get goals with deliveries like that. No doubt about it. But for me, I'm invested right now. The way I'm invested in Chelsea is Ziyech and Chilwell.
Yeah, I like
I'm happy
that.
To be there.
Yeah,
very
I
happy
must
to
admit,
be there.
I'm quite jealous of your Chelsea investment.
Very
right
happy
now.
To be there. Let's see what you guys are saying in the chat. Ziyech is a little wizard, says Tips. Tips must be very happy.
Tips is loving
with that performance. Absolutely sensational. Nuclear Atoms is saying Ziyech is kind of like Hazard, but on the other side of the pitch. Yes, I'd agree with you. Sam, if you couldn't be any happier right now, Arsenal have just lost 3-0 to Aston Villa.
I thought you were going to tell me Ollie
at
Wilkins
home.
Had done something else.
No, it's full time. Arsenal are dead and buried. Absolutely unbelievable.
Arsenal have just lost
3-0
at home
to Villa.
To Villa.
There you go. What can you say to that?
I mean, wow.
I'm shocked at that. I'm shocked.
I benched Ollie Watkins on the basis that last week Aston Villa looked pretty poor. What is going on with Aston Villa?
Very happy to have the Martinez clean sheet. I can tell you that. We'll talk more about our team
a bit later on.
Super chat from Jack Jones. Thank you, Jack, for the super chat. Ziyech was my captain.
Ooh.
Also, Werner is now on pen. So, yes, we now have to consider the fact that Werner is taking penalties. And there was a bit of rhetoric, if Jorginho's on the pitch. Well, Frank Lampard allayed a lot of those fears by coming out and saying, well, Werner is the penalty taken out. He's the guy that's going to take it. So that's why I mentioned him before. Chelsea, all of a sudden, well, not all of a sudden, I think we always knew that they were going to have good FPL options. But as you rightly said, week after week, I don't know who, and I want them to settle into that rhythm and start getting some results. Well, they have settled.
They have now.
They're getting results, and they look bloody good.
Now's the time. Now's definitely the time
now
to Chelsea.
Now is the time to jump on. You're absolutely right. And Ziyech, at 8 million, might even be 8-1 now. Look very, very good indeed. Let's have a chat about Man City 1, Liverpool 1. So Salah got the penalty. Jesus and there was a lot of rhetoric during the game about did he mean that touch? I personally think he did mean it.
He said he did.
And I think it was very, very clever. It was a fantastic little touch from Gabriel Jesus. And we know that the fixtures are turning now for Man City coming up to game week 10. There's Siri. Bye, Siri.
Siri's gone up everywhere.
I've got like four... Hey Siri, how many goals did Ollie Watkins score this
season? Oh, shut up! I hate you.
Seriously. 4 goals this season, Ollie Watkins. Ollie Swatkins. Anyway, Man City's fixtures do turn in game week 10. 3 home games in 4 against two.
Don't look at me like that. For the podcast viewers, Lee's looking at me with a very smug, comedy look on his face.
What am I talking about? Man City, right, come on, focus, Swatkins, come on. I still can't believe that pun. That's absolutely sensational. Man City fixtures change in 10. Who are we looking at now? Gabriel Jesus is going to get starts, right? Aguero's out for the medium to long term. Or are you just looking at KDB? Or who else are you looking at? Cancelo played it all right again tonight.
I'm definitely looking at the City defence. Because I think in the fixtures that they have coming up, there's clean sheets. I mean, this game against Liverpool was unlikely to be clean sheets. Next game week against Spurs, unlikely to be clean sheets. Game weeks from 10 onwards, likely to be some clean sheets in there. So I'm definitely... This fly is really annoying me. I'm really looking at the defence. Cancelo, I think, looks really good. Even Kyle Walker, I think, there's potential there, but a bit more money. So I thought
it was a tough game against Mane today.
Well,
Mane made him aware he was there today, Mane, didn't he?
But he's going to have a tough game against Liverpool, wasn't he? Like, this is not the game to watch the Man City defence and go, yes, that's the one I'm going to invest in.
Hamza Siddiqui in the live chat saying, glad I'm watching rather than listening to the podcast. It's been fairly visual today. So
podcast guys,
sorry, podcast
like,
listeners.
What the hell's happening? There's a fly.
There's a fly going around.
I don't know. It's Ollie Watkins. He's going to get killed.
Little Siri going off. Also.
Siri's going off. Lee's looking at me, like trying to wind me up. Oh, it's a nightmare.
Go on.
I'm definitely looking at the City defence. I think that's a really viable option. I think for me, suddenly... And it always happens. It's normally a bit earlier than this, but there's always a moment where you go to invest in the defence. And this, for me, is the moment where you've got to invest some more of the budget in the defence. We've all had a lovely time of it through this early part of the season, just going with a load of 4.5s because no one was keeping clean sheets anyway, so it didn't matter.
Okay,
clean sheets
right.
are coming. Man City's clean sheets will be coming.
De Bruyne ain't going to miss many more penalties either. On another day, he's got a goal and assist, 3 bonus points, City win the game, and he gets 13 points or whatever.
And what was it said about the penalty misses? Like, what was that stat you had earlier about nobody's missed a pen since, like, missed in the Premier League?
Oh, there was something about, every penalty has been on target since October 2018, since Mahrez blazed over at Anfield in October 2018. That's the first penalty that's actually missed the goal, apparently, which was... Very unlike Kevin De Bruyne. But my point stands is that, again, on a different day,
he gets double-digit.
He was bewildered that he couldn't believe himself
just
that he missed.
He looked around as if to say, what on earth?
So for me, with those fixtures coming up from game week 10, so with Spurs away next, I think we can wait one more week. But with Burnley, Fulham and West Brom, 3 home games between 10 and 13... You just have to invest, in my opinion.
Still,
and Kevin De Bruyne has to be the one, doesn't it?
I was going to say, it's still KDB over Sterling for me.
It does for me. If anything, I'm thinking about him plus who else. And at the minute, I think Gabriel Jesus is going to get goals in those games.
Well, yeah, but who are you going to take out, Kane?
Well, I don't know. Depends, doesn't it? Anything can happen in the next couple of weeks. But Dominic Calvert-Lewin, potentially.
Oh, yeah.
Although I do think that Everton are going to be better with Richarlison back. Che Adams, it's a hell of an upgrade to get up to Gabriel Jesus. But listen, I get the feeling that my transfer for game week 9 is going to be zip, is going to be nutter. And the reason I'm not going to do a transfer for game week 9 is because I want two for a mini wild card to activate Man City in game week 10.
I think I am going to do one.
You think you are?
Well, I've got a Trent issue.
Well, yeah, well, there you go.
I'm not leaving him sat on my bench.
There we go. Man City versus Liverpool 1-1. What else to say about Liverpool from that game? Salah continues to get the goals. All right, it's another penalty, but that's what you're going to get with him,
Salah,
right? So happy
money,
days.
Isn't it?
Jota, who was obviously pretty popular coming into this game, transfers in-wise. Interesting that Klopp decided to move to a front four, actually, with Jota, with Firmino slightly less far forward, slightly more withdrawn. And actually, for the first 20 to 30 minutes, Liverpool were absolutely unbelievable. It's the best half an hour of football I've seen us play in a very long time.
Yeah.
Almost to the point, going back to your point before, where we sort of burnt ourselves out a little bit. Because the last 15 minutes of the first half and then the second half was a bit more measured. I think both teams tried to control the game a bit more because it was so open in that first half. But for 30 minutes, Liverpool were absolutely brilliant. And Firmino was picking up pockets of space where there weren't pockets of space. Absolutely brilliant. So if you want to have a look at Jota ahead of Liverpool's fixture run, which is Leicester, Brighton, Wolves, Fulham and then Spurs, middling from a fixtures perspective.
Do you think he holds his pace now?
Let's see. I think the way that Liverpool set up depends on the opposition.
Right.
So if Liverpool want to go a bit more at a game, which they did today at Man City for some reason, then he's going to play that four up top.
Because you can't defend, that's why.
Well, maybe attack is the best form of defence. And without Trent now, without Virgil, of course, and you've got Matip, who's bit in and out of the team, Gomez had an okay game again today. I'm obviously glad Alisson's back. So maybe Klopp is throwing caution to the wind and saying, well, actually, those four
makes
up front
sense, right?
maybe you just go with it. And in the same way that Mourinho went for it in the last few minutes by going all out attack and he left some little gaps in the middle, what Liverpool did then for the first Man City goal was exactly that, actually. Mane went and pressed Diaz and left that space for Kevin De Bruyne to just pick it up. And Henderson and Wijnaldum couldn't cover the ground quick enough with the two of them. If there was a third one in there, they'd have not had enough space and De Bruyne wouldn't have had time to pick out Jesus.
It's hard against City, though. That won't happen every week.
It won't happen every week. So that's why I think you put Ginny and Henderson in there, because they are the two hardest working players. Leicester at home, top of the table clash now, right? So it could be an interesting one. Could
be an interesting one. Yeah, but again, Leicester, it's another penalty. Like, honestly. Don't, like, this Leicester thing, people keep talking about Leicester, and yes, I get it. But how many games are they going to win with penalties? And dodgy penalties at that?
I know, it was a dodgy penalty, but we're not here to discuss VAR. Let's discuss your man Bruno instead, because there's a guy that sometimes relies on penalties, but goodness me, not this weekend. What is it about Manchester United when Ollie's back is against the wall that the players come out and perform? And Bruno Fernandes, I thought, and United fans, let me know. I've got my Liverpool glasses on again, and get in the live chat, get in the comments, let me know, United fans. I thought United were a bit average, except Bruno Fernandes. He was absolute world class again at the weekend.
There is no doubt in my mind that Bruno Fernandes should be the captain of that club. He is the only...
There's a case for that, yeah.
He's the only one that week in, week out, genuinely cares. He might not have a good game every week. He might not have... Yeah. I mean, he had a worldie this week. He might not do that every week. But he gives his all every single time he's on the pitch.
Yeah.
And that is what that club needs. It doesn't need stroppy people stropping about Pogba style. It doesn't need
He actually gets
drama.
Upset. He's got a bit of an attitude. And you like to see that.
I like that. The fact that he's upset if things go badly.
Yeah.
And he's overly happy about it when things go well. Yeah. I like that about Bruno. I like the fact he's got penalties in his locker. I like the fact that he's the heartbeat of that team. I like owning talismans. And I feel like Bruno Fernandes has become the talisman of that side. I don't know...
He's definitely getting there, isn't he? I think he's really, really good. Top for shots this week, by the way, as I mentioned before. 6 shots, 2 more than any other player. 2 more than Adams and Abraham this week. So the header was fantastic. The way he took the second... I'd say took the second goal. It was a little bit fortuitous in terms of the way that it looped over Rashford. And Rashford kind of just went to head it, missed it. It goes in for a Bruno goal. On another day, could he have been sent off, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
I genuinely...
Because that temperament was coming to the fore, wasn't it? Yeah. And it's a bit like, you're on a booking, Bruno. Come on, mate.
He never quite did enough for me watching the game. He never quite did enough to get a red card. But he was always on the cusp of it.
Yeah.
Like, you felt within any minute, he might just put in a really rash tackle and get sent off for it.
Yeah.
And I fully expected Ollie to take him off, actually, because I thought, you're just going to protect him, because if you lose Bruno Fernandes for 3 games, you are done.
Andrew Yee's in the live chat. Hey, Andrew, he's saying, which is United in his case, were poor before their goal. After that, they were good. Bruno was all action. Maguire actually good. Yeah, shout out to Maguire. I thought Maguire had a very good game defensively, particularly aerially against, you know, somebody we know is strong aerially with Dominic Calvert-Lewin. You should do, but you know what DCL's been like this year. He's been bossing it in the air, so Maguire actually had a very good game. I agree with you. Andrew then goes on to say, yes, Bruno should be the captain, Sam. I agree. Works hard, gets angry, shows desire. You want to see that. You want to see that. Harry is saying he should have been off. Sam with a Bruno blinkers.
No,
he should have been off.
He could easily have got sent off. In another game, he could easily have got sent off. And I wouldn't have held any negative feeling towards the ref had he sent him off.
Yeah.
Because he could easily have done. But I think... I sort of feel like for United right now, Bruno Fernandes is exactly what they need.
Yeah, and right now, United's fixtures are West Brom at home next, and then Southampton and West Ham away before the Manchester derby. Bruno Fernandes actually top. Let's see where Ollie Watkins comes out. But Bruno Fernandes top for BPS.
Stop mentioning Watkins.
Top for BPS this week on 51 BPS. So Bruno Fernandes, absolutely the one to have a look at if you are considering investing in Manchester United. Nowhere else, I don't think. Nowhere else. Bruno is the one to go for. Everton, though, that is now, I think, 2 or 3 defeats back to back. No surprise. I'm sure it's a surprise to you, Sam, given your hatred for Richarlison. But no surprise.
It's a massive shock to me.
That Richarlison is out of the team for 3 games and they lose 3 games in a row. No surprise to me whatsoever. However, they have the fixtures to bounce back. Fulham away next, Leeds at home, and then Burnley before it gets a little bit more difficult with Chelsea and Leicester. So if you've got Dominic Calvert-Lewin, if you've got Digne, if you've got Rodriguez, they're a hole for those three, aren't they? Surely, Fulham next.
Somebody's just set up a load of fireworks outside.
So a lot of Aston Villa fans
there's
around
there. There's a lot of Ollie Watkins owners outside our house. Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, I'm a Dominic Calvert-Lewin owner and only a Dominic Calvert-Lewin owner, and I kind of feel quite happy to just own Dominic Calvert-Lewin. I'm glad I'm not doubled up.
Yeah, okay, I'd agree with you.
I feel like they have definitely lost something without Richarlison, even I have to admit that. Do I think that Richarlison's going to come back in and suddenly make Everton play as they did earlier on in the season? I'm not convinced that they are. They've got the fixtures to do it, that is true.
Yeah.
I just wonder whether the last couple of games might have just taken their toll on Everton a little bit, and whether they might just struggle to kind of bounce back. I hope I'm wrong, and because I was actually really enjoying the way Everton were playing football, minus Richarlison.
I think they will bounce back in those three, and I think Richarlison back is going to be huge for them. It'd be interesting to see where those Son owners go with that money. A lot are going to go to Ziyech, but some will go to Rodriguez, and I don't think that is too bad a transfer at all. Let's go. Actually, let's have a quick shout out for our Patreon, guys. Patreon.com/FPL Family. Now is the best time to get involved with FPL Family on Patreon at the beginning of a month. The manager of the month for November has just kicked off. I'll be tallying it up, everybody's scores, and putting them in my very, very fancy spreadsheet to see where all of you guys are. If you want to just come and just dip your toe in Patreon and just have a just check it out, maybe $3 is the tier for you. You'll get bonus Ohana podcast every single Friday from either Sam or I, and you get access to our Slack community as well. If you want to step up and take part in those Manager of the Month competitions for an opportunity to win fantastic prizes like the Harry Kane signed shirt, which our October winner got, which I'll tell you more about in a second, then you'll get bonus podcasts, obviously the Slack, and the free monthly competitions at the $5 tier. And if you want to go all out and you want the podcast, the Slack, the monthly competitions, and as Duncan Crawford did this week, have Zoom sessions with Sam or Lee, with me or Sam, then $10 a month is your tier, and you can choose whether you want Sam or me to have that Zoom conversation with. And Duncan will tell you that he absolutely was right to have it with me. Zoomers out there, take it from Duncan. Sam is absolutely the one to have your Zoom with, but either of us are very happy to talk to you on any given occasion. If you want to book those Zoom sessions, we've got lots and lots of you guys already joined us at the Zoom tier. If you want to have that Zoom session with us over the international break, be very happy for you to have that. Send us a DM on Twitter, on Patreon, on the Slack. Just get hold of us. We'll book a time in. I'll give you the Zoom link. I'll give you the Zoom passwords. And just join us. Join us. We'll just have a chat. And Duncan and all the other guys will just tell you.
I love Zoom chats.
It's just a chat, isn't it?
I just love them. It's really nice to get to know the guys in the Slack absolutely. a little bit more. And it's really nice to look at their teams and think about FPL from somebody else's perspective.
Really, really good. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. And a big shout out to David Coates, who is very local to us, actually. David lives just down the road in Wellington City. So, David, congratulations on winning the Manager of the Month for October. 309 points. A very, very good effort from Matthew and from Salil on 293 and 282 points. But David actually bossed it for the last few weeks in that month. He was right up there, held his own throughout the whole of October. So David has won not only the opportunity to be on his own YouTube channel video on this channel, which, of course, David, I'll be reaching out to you about in the not-too-distant future, but you also get to win a signed piece of memorabilia like the ones on the wall here from our sponsors, kickingtheballs.com. Links in the description below. And David chose to have a signed Harry Kane shirt, which made you very happy, didn't it, when you found that out?
I actually punched the air in delight when I heard that that was the case. I'm so excited to finally have somebody who's picked a Spurs one. I'm a bit jealous, though, because I'd kind of like a signed Harry Kane shirt on my wall. And what was my answer to you when I heard about this? I said, when will I get my signed Harry Kane one? What will it have on the back of it?
Champions 2020, yes. You're getting a little bit above your station there.
Also will be receiving in the post from our friends...
Oh, that's true, I forgot that.
At Princework Scorecards, breakdown of the league that he won to commemorate his win. And because we're lovely people, we've also sent one to our second place as well, so he'll get one in the post.
And we're going to give that to the top three from now on, guys. So if you're an FPL Family patron, this is news. We wouldn't have heard this before.
This
so if you're in the top three, obviously the winner will get the signed stuff. But if you're in the top three, you will get your month
the league
immortalised in the league in a sort of... What is it? Talk to me about Princeworks. What do they do?
So they basically create their own personalised scorecards. They can do it for anything. So if you're a golfer and you have a particularly brilliant round, they can make that up. Cricket, they do league. So like when Liverpool won the league last year, you can have that league immortalised. Okay. So for us, they are making an FPL Family Manager of the Month League printout. So it basically has the top 17 managers, because obviously it kind of all 135 of you, because it would be enormous. So it has the top 17. It also has like your scores and
we'll get a picture for next week.
We'll get a picture up and you can have a little
get look. On the Slack, get a picture on there.
They've also, while I'm at it, Princeworks have also got a competition running at the moment over on their Instagram account. So come over and follow me. I did a post about them. Links over to their website and going into their competition.
Brilliant. Thanks to our partners, Princeworks. Absolutely sensational. Well done to David for winning October's Manager Month. David, absolutely sensational. A few super chats, Sam, while we were talking about Patreon there. So James Omani, thank you, James, for the super chat. What about Pickford? He needs to be suspended. Less said about that dude, the better. I got a bit emotional about that on Twitter, actually. About the fact that he was kung fu kicking. Who was it? Martial, maybe?
Second time.
Or was it Maguire? Can't remember. But
it was Maguire.
But Maguire does give him a little push, and therefore he does drop it. But I like to buy into the rhetoric that Pickford is rubbish. So, yes, James, I agree with you. Mark Dorney, thank you for the super chat. Watkins, off my bench for Trossard.
Mark! You get rid of your Spurs players and now you're saying this.
You used to like Mark, didn't you?
Mark and I aren't friends anymore.
Watkins off his bench.
We are really not,
59 we BPS for Watkins. So I was talking before about Bruno Fernandes being the top BPS point scorer with 51. Well, Watkins has just blown him out of the water with a 59 brilliant. Pointer. And another super chat from Harry, FPL Tips. Thank you, Harry, for the super chat. If you're not following FPL Tips channel, get in after the live stream. FPL Tips with a Z. Or just right-click on him, follow his channel, go subscribe over there. Live streams, like on the countdown to deadlines as well.
Harry's a legend.
As well. So get over there.
Particularly if you want advice on Chelsea.
Channel. Good Chelsea knowledge.
Brilliant.
Yeah, good Chelsea advice. Yes. Interested in Ziyech. So there we go. Good evening, both. He says, is Grealish essential? There's that word again.
That's
for this
special.
Next six amazing fixtures. Great stream as always. Best there is around. Thank you, Harry. Really appreciate that, mate. Grealish. Quick word on him. Essential for the next six. You're in Grealish non-owner right now.
No, I'm not owning Grealish. I'll keep Watkins, though.
Happy with Ollie Watkins. Happy to cover him.
I better play him from now on, hadn't I?
You better play him.
Last week. He blanked.
So, here, Sam, are our scores.
Of course, and this is wrong for you now.
It is very rare, Sam, that we talk about these scores with such joy in our voices. We've both had really, really good weeks. And as you can see, guys, I obviously put these graphics together before the outrageous result at the Emirates tonight. So
outrageous.
Martinez has got, I guess, six, and Grealish, I guess, has got sort of five or six as well. So I'm just going to head over to Fantasy Football Fix on my phone, and I'm going to give you an update as to exactly where I am. So Martinez with the six, yes, Grealish with the six as well. No bonus points for Grealish, unfortunately.
No,
sounds like Watkins has got them all. which gives me a net score for the weekend of 80, which I'm very happy with. 80, very, very good indeed, which puts me at 1.001 million. So I'm literally a smidgen outside of the million. Literally a smidgen. But guys, I'm not complaining whatsoever. 80 points this week. I'm very, very happy with that. And if I look around my team, there ain't many that have not performed, actually. Only my captain. I keep getting the captaincy wrong. That's 2 weeks in a row now. I've backed Son for the captaincy in 2 weeks where he's let me down. So the captaincy has not gone well. But outside of that, I think, actually, except for Robertson, everyone else has delivered. So Chilwell gets the goal. Walker Peters with the three bonus points. Ziyech in there as my transfer in this week has come off fantastically well. So I'm happy that he's come in and done some bits. And now I'm happy that I own him. Kane, obviously, with the nine-pointer. Should I have Captain Kane? Yes, absolutely, but there we go. Even Calvert-Lewin ticking over with a five.
How was that an assist, by the way?
I just don't know how that was an assist. Honestly, couldn't tell you how that was an assist. Grealish with the six. Martinez the six. So 80 points. Very happy with that. And points on the bench. So I had Che Adams on the bench, which when he scored after 11 minutes in that game on Friday, I was obviously disappointed. I'm thinking, I've made the wrong decision there. But I was always going to be between him and Suchek. That was the choice. So in the end, I've made the right choice. Could I have played Adams instead of Calvert-Lewin? Maybe, but listen, Calvert-Lewin is in great form. I couldn't have played him instead of Robbo because you've got to have three defenders.
No, because you've gone three at the back, yeah.
And actually, I did think about, you know, the Cole Walker-Peters, Dallas and Kilman. I was kind of between those three faffing about on Friday as to who I picked. Yeah, and in the end, I kind of just went with defence. It's kind of like you go with fixture, don't you? If in doubt, go with fixture. And I just felt Cole Walker-Peters had the slightly better fixture. Despite Wolves looking very good defensively, and Kilman again had a good game this game week. But I've gone with Walker Peters. Very happy that I did that. So 80 points, guys. My overall rank going into the game week was 1.7 million. I'm now at 1 million. So I've taken 700k out of my overall rank, and I'm absolutely delighted with that. It's moving in absolutely the right direction, and 80 points against an average of 55, according to Fantasy Football Fix, is a score that I'm very, very pleased with, and I'm going to have a happy international break looking forward to game week 8 or game week 9 when we come back from the international break. So, of course, guys, of course, I'm happy with that. Until you see this score, which is absolutely outrageous. Sam, your score for this week, talk us through the 90-pointer that you have got this game week. Overall points, 482. An overall rank rise from 1.4 million to 386k. Absolutely sensational.
Well, Watkins and Grealish have just destroyed that a little bit.
Oh, go on then. So there's an update, of course, from the from Watkins gate. So talk us through... It's still 90 points, right? But your overall rank has gone down a little bit based on the result.
Yeah, 500k now.
Okay.
So that's still a rank rise of 850,000 places, which...
Very good.
I'm very, very, very happy good about. Indeed. Very happy about that. If only I'd... And I... There was really no part of me, and I could sit here and say, oh, you know, I really thought about playing Watkins. I didn't think about playing them against Arsenal. They were poor last week. I thought Arsenal would win. I didn't think about it. I am annoyed about it, but I'm not going to let it get to me. Because
away
the rest
at Arsenal,
of my team,
when they've been defending well, it's like...
Arsenal have been defending well.
Benching him is a... I think I would have done the same
thing. Aston Villa had a bad game last week. It felt like the right thing to do. I am...
Who was your transfer in? Cresswell?
So I did two. I took out Martinez and put in just the cheap understudy at Southampton.
Okay.
And used the money to buy Cresswell.
Okay.
I had two free transfers, so I did that. This week, I will undoubtedly be losing Trent for Chilwell. That will happen this week.
Sure. Okay.
I've lost the plot with Trent now, and I want some extra money so I can downgrade to Chilwell.
That is going
to
be a very popular transfer.
Yeah,
very
I can do popular. That, and then I can use that money.
Trent is quite close to a price fall,
yeah,
according to Fantasy Football Fix. So how are you feeling about that?
I'm just going
to
watch it, and as soon as he's going to drop.
Could be tonight.
I'll just do it. If it's
tonight,
I'll probably just do it, to be honest, because I'm at that point with it where I don't want to lose any more value in him. Chilwell will go up over international break as well, so I'll just do it as quickly as possible because I want the money in there for the Sun upgrade to KDB for the week after.
Sure, okay. All right, so Fernandez obviously a standout on your team, 17 points, sensational. Happy with the Kane goal, that's really boosted your overall points this week, that's sensational. Again, fine lines between our teams, right? Last week we were talking about the Watkins and Grealish penalty thing, which was the fine line. This week we're talking about captaincy pick, aren't we? Kane versus Son.
I did tell you to captain Kane.
I know, but listen, and by the way, it's not something I'm getting upset about because I absolutely considered captaining Kane. Kane was always going to be a good option this week. But there was stats, there was a lot of stuff that was going in Son's favour. Now,
to be fair, I nearly did it. I don't think
he was a bad pick for captaincy.
No, I don't either. The thing that turned my mind to Kane for sure was Thursday night. I watched Spurs on Thursday night and thought, yes, it's all about Kane. He was amazing. Yeah. And the Reguilon having the flu put me off Son a little bit because I thought, if he doesn't play, it's less down that wing. That might be an issue. I mean, he did play and he played very, very well, but... Yeah, for me, I'm super happy. McCarthy and Kyle Walker-Peters absolutely loving them both at the moment. Creswell, I feel like he's a really good long-term pick. Even Lamptey doing well for me this week in that 0-0. Salah obviously doing Salah things. Bruno being absolutely fabulous. And Suchek finally. Kane and Calvert-Lewin. Only really Trent that's let me down.
It's rare that you have a team where nearly everybody has returned there, haven't they?
If I had played Watkins instead of Trent, I'd have had something from everybody, even though Suns was just a clean sheet point. It was
the Southampton clean sheets. That is your differential right now, isn't it? So many weeks we sit here and we say, oh, Saints have got a clean sheet. Well done to everyone that got the six. But you get the 12 every week, if not more.
And I think, I had a tough call to make between holding McCarthy and holding Martinez, but I wanted the money. And if it was Koufal, then I was going to hold Martinez and lose McCarthy and vice versa. But I just felt like I feel really safe with McCarthy at the minute. I feel like Aston Villa are a bit up and down.
Saints are doing
but
well.
I feel like Southampton are solid. They're rock solid at the moment. And yes, the fixtures are harder for Southampton than they are for Aston Villa. So on paper, Aston Villa should get more clean sheets than Southampton do. But I feel like they've got more mistakes in them, Aston Villa. And I feel like McCarthy's got a lot more save points in him. So I went with McCarthy. I might live to regret it, but I'm happy to have him.
It's working for you right now. It's working for you right now. So listen, some changes afoot, not least with the Trent injury potentially.
Is he going down tonight?
A lot of the guys in the live chat are saying that Chilwell is also potentially going up tonight. So you've got to have a look at that as well. Could be forced
early transfers incoming, guys.
Early transfers. So look out for those transfers on Instagram at FPL Family. Sam will be posting over there what she decides to do or not tonight. So there we go, guys. Thank you for listening to this this episode of FPL Family. Rare, actually, that we both have really good game weeks.
Yeah, Chilwell's going up.
Chilwell is going up tonight. Trent going down?
I don't know. Let's look at Trent.
I really enjoyed tonight. It's been a phenomenal weekend of football. Loads and loads of stuff going on. We haven't talked about VAR too much, which I'm very pleased about. So, guys, if you want to listen to the audio podcast version of this live stream, as I mentioned before, Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, all that good stuff going on. We've got some fantasy football scout stuff going on this week as well. Any shows or podcasts this week?
Yes, I'm going on the FPL show this week.
You are going on the FPL show. We are not going on the FPL show, but you are going on the FPL show with Mr. Gianni.
No, with Duncan Alexander.
With Duncan Alexander. Very good. So look out for Sam on the FPL show this Thursday. All that remains to say is well done in game week 8. I think it's been a generally quite high scoring game week. It's been fun.
Yeah, I've enjoyed this week.
Of course you have. You've got 90 points.
No, but I mean, I haven't felt like... I know there's been some VAR controversy, but I felt like that this FPL game week, the majority of the players that you've invested your money in actually did what you wanted them to do. Whereas normal weeks, I'm like, I'm so frustrated with this one, that one and the other one. Whereas this week, everybody was kind.
Everybody returned. You get returns. Insert Oprah Winfrey gif here. Guys, thank you for joining us tonight on FPL Family. If this is your first time visiting the family, hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell. We are live with you every single Sunday night, 8:30 after all the weekend's action. Are we going to do one next week during the international break?
Oh, of course we are.
Probably do a little checkpoint, guys, to see where we are running up into game week 9 over the international break.
Might have some Patreon wildcards to have a look at.
Some Patreon wildcards to look at, guys, as well. So until then, leave us a like before you go, and we will see you this time next week. Cheers, guys.
Bye, guys.